This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. In his third visit to Tel Aviv since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting in Gaza to facilitate aid delivery and efforts to free the hostages. But VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports Israel says there will be no temporary truce until all of the hostages are freed.
In Tel Aviv, families and friends of the 240 Israeli civilians taken hostage by the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas called for more action to get them freed. Inside, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with top Israeli officials. Blinken later told reporters the United States is relentlessly focused on winning the hostages' release, while also ensuring aid to the thousands of Palestinians in Hamas-run Gaza Strip. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
More than 60 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal early Saturday. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday and was measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. Video and photos posted on social media showed locals digging through rubble in the dark to pull survivors from the wreckage of collapsed homes and buildings. The Latin American and Caribbean are poised for stronger growth in the coming years, following an America's summit in Washington and predicted by the head of the Inter-American Development Bank. This is VOA News. A federal judge said Donald Trump will face an anonymous jury as it decides how much he should pay E. Jean Carroll for defaming her. AP correspondent Norman Hall says the judge says he found strong reason to protect the jurors.
New York federal judge Louis A. Kaplan cited the former president's repeated public statements among reasons why a jury will be anonymous when it considers damages stemming from the defamation lawsuit by columnist E. Jean Carroll. In May, another jury that was also anonymous awarded $5 million in damages to Carroll. It found that Trump sexually abused her in 1996 in the dressing room of a luxury department store and defamed her with comments he made in the fall of 2022 that disparaged her claims. Her lawyers updated the lawsuit to include remarks Trump made a day after the verdict. I'm Norman Hall.
British actor-comedian Russell Brand has been accused in a lawsuit filed on Friday, sexually assaulting a film extra on the New York City set of the 2011 romantic comedy Arthur. During a Day of the Dead festivities in Mexico, feminist organizers protested in Mexico City to demand justice for femicide and gender violence victims on Friday. Demonstrators carried white crosses with the names of victims and banners with their photographs, information from the city's iconic Zocalo Square to a roundabout where activists created a monument made up of two crosses in honor of disappeared women. After Russia invaded Ukraine, diamond dealers in Antwerp, Belgium were asked to boycott stones traced to Russia, which is a major diamond supplier. Now Reuters correspondent Jillian Kuchner says Western powers want to make that boycott official with a formal ban on Russian stones.
Antwerp, Belgium, one of the largest diamond trading hubs in the world, has a Russia problem. It was only a few weeks after Russian troops invaded Ukraine last year when diamond firms in Antwerp started getting phone calls from international clients asking them to avoid using stones from Russia. That was no easy feat for diamond dealer Thierry Tugendhat, who said about half of his rough diamonds used to come from Russia due to their high quality. But his company, T Diamonds, was forced to pivot and get its diamonds from somewhere else. Now, Western powers want to make the boycott official with a formal ban on Russian stones.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kuchner, and I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.